I'm Bill Littlefield. Coming up next week, the Vermont family that hopes to bring the U.S. its first Olympic cross-country medal since 1976. But first, I'm joined by Charlie Pierce for our discussion of the week's news. Hello, Charlie.
Hey, Bill.
I don't know. I've been thinking about the Super Bowl. And
no, you haven't.
I can't come to any sort of conclusion regarding its beneficial aspects. You think you can help me out?
The Super Bowl is good.
All right. We've got that out of the way. Who's going to win it?
I have no. I think the Patriots will.
Okay.
I
was about to say.
Yeah, because the Patriots have a couple of flaws. Number one, their offensive line is being held together by spit and chewing gum. I mean, the Jaguars made a game of it against them.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we are on the threshold of the annual coronation.
Neither of the competing teams is from the South, so I'm not sure why the governor of South Carolina has had anything to say about the spectacle in Minnesota, but he has.
Yeah, we are inevitably going to start hearing about people misbehaving during the national anthem again. We heard about it in the State of the Union address when the president proudly declared the country free of Kaepernickism. Anyway, the governor, Henry McMaster, has said that you should stand for the national anthem at home.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how he's going to check on this, but knowing South Carolina, I'm sure there's a way.
The fallout from the trial and conviction of Larry Nassar continues. This week, Texas officials were ordered to investigate allegations of abuse at the Caroli Ranch, where U.S. gymnasts have trained. You are not perhaps surprised by that.
No, the Carolis were pocket fascists for years, and everybody knew that. They've gotten roped into this Nassar mess because he was the team physician and they did a lot of work down there. There isn't anybody in upper echelons of Olympic sports or gymnastics or Michigan State University that isn't soiled by this whole thing. I would recommend a general house cleaning in all those institutions.
We did get more news about that this week. It appears the U.S. Olympic Committee failed to act on reports regarding Larry Nassar back in 2015, and Mark Emmert, president of the NCAA, was informed of abuse complaints against players at Michigan State as long as 8 years ago. I would think resignations at both institutions might be in order at the very least.
If you you would assume that, but you would also be assuming that the people in question at these institutions have any shame, and they certainly have not evinced that through this whole thing.
Kevin Love broke his hand this week, Charlie. More bad news for the Cleveland Cavaliers, who've had perhaps more than their share of it this season. What happens to the Cavs now?
They struggle, and LeBron James picks up yet another sandbag and puts it on his shoulders as he tries to carry the team as far as he can and starts seeding rumors that he might be interested in playing for Golden State before he retires, which Kevin Durant, by the way, has no use for.
No, I thought it was rather funny and unlikely.
Yeah.
The Vegas Golden Knights have set an NHL record for wins in a debut season, and the season's only a little past the halfway point. They got a pretty good thing going out there.
Yeah, not only that, but they win the crucial game in overtime. I mean, they're 34-12. That's a great record.
Absolutely. We have celebrated a number of times the long career of Jaromír Jágr. Were you surprised he cleared waivers this week and will no longer play in the National Hockey League?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, I am. He's going to go home and play for a team he owns in the Czech Republic. I think he may well be back for one more spin around the ice so he can retire as an NHL player.
He's going to play in the Czech Republic, but whatever points he accrues there will not get him closer to Wayne Gretzky.
No,
he's second on the all-time list.
He is stalling. He wasn't going to catch Gretzky anyway.
Carolyn Wozniacki has been making millions of dollars a year as a tennis player and product endorser for a long time, and I assumed that at some point she had probably won a Grand Slam tournament or three, but I was wrong. Her first was the Australian Open this year, and I bet she's relieved to have that monkey off her back or that kangaroo or whatever it is.
The wombat off your back.
Ooh.
This was the 43rd time she played in a major and she never won.
Amazing.
It's the fourth longest streak of not winning a major. So this is really quite remarkable.
The Winter Olympics apparently needs another sport that does not involve sliding down a hill very fast. Are you ready for snow volleyball?
I know what they're doing here, Bill. They're trying to build on the enormous popularity in the Summer Olympics of beach volleyball.
Mm-hmm.
But folks, the reason beach volleyball is popular is nobody wears any clothes.
finally, Charlie, we turn to a sport popular in Australia, home of the recently completed tuna tossing world championship. And before the tweet lines heat up, let me say that no tuna were harmed in this contest, and I'm not quite sure I understand how that can be. How do you have a tuna tossing championship with no tuna?
Well, the dead fish were eliminated from the competition in 1979, and now they throw rubber tuna. I have a great plan for this, Bill.
I was afraid of this.
Big tank, right? And you get live tuna, and you throw the live tuna into the tank. All they've got to do is be airborne for a few seconds, and then they're swimming around. They're happy again. You put them back in the ocean. That's my plan.
Okay, well.
And my tuna tossing tour will debut in the United States of America sometime in the next 500 years.
You can find the sports writing of Charlie Pierce in Sports Illustrated from time to time. And, of course, he joins me each week on Only a Game as well. Thank you, Charlie.
Thank you, Bill.